This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fireworks are overrated. I'm going to tell you about Grandview.
Oh.
Now, I may be finally...
Seems unfair they're making you guys talk about me going to Grandview.
Yeah, well, if you end up getting an endorsement out of this, I will break into your house and take some belongings. This better be for all of us, okay? This better be a station bonanza.
I'm willing to share.
I did say to Brad Lane when he came in and talked about it, I go, so we're all pitching in for that 47th Jason sponsorship? You look very tan, by the way, today. Huh? Let me tell you about Grandview. You have the golf courses. I may break up with golf. It may be an ugly divorce. Right now, I'm clinging. I'm hanging on.
You're the Biden of local golf.
I am. It's seemed that way lately. It has seemed that way. You know what? I had international travel. That's what happened when I didn't play well recently. International travel.
Cold medicine lights. Cold.
Last time I had international travel was about 2 years ago. That's about as valid as Joe's excuse for the international travel. You got the Pines running property. You got the preserves like 12 minutes away. How about dining? We all like to dine. We all like to eat. You got 10 options.
10 options. Lots of new spots.
New spots, too. You got more casual, nicer places. They've changed the layout of the rooms. There is truly something for everyone at Grandview. This guy, Mr. DeRush, will be broadcasting not this Friday. Hold on. I'm going to call off.
Next Friday. It's going to be next Friday.
Yeah, not this Friday. The next Friday.
Yeah.
July 12th. So I assume Card to Sharks live.
Live Card to Sharks. I was just emailing the Grandview people about that. Like,
better bring the board.
Well, for sure. The Dan Cook homemade, his brother made the board.
GrandviewLodge.com.
Nice. It's going to be fun. We're excited.
We all play the hits sometimes.
Hell yes.
I got a cough again.
Are you okay?
It's this room.
A lot of WCCO radio insiders have been raising concerns about your ability to complete a 3-hour show. And we've tried to keep it quiet. We've tried to keep it in-house.
I'm willing to go back to the Plymouth studio. It's very tempting. My head doesn't hurt there.
Do you think?
And I don't cough.
I mean,
there could be mold in this room.
Unions have never been hotter, right? They're going after the restaurants. Is it time for us to flex our labor muscles as members of SAG-AFTRA?
Two guys who really flex their muscles a lot, too, by the way.
Neither of us have ever had complaints in that department.
No.
And so, should
or
we.
Any comment.
Should we threaten to go on strike?
If they
don't like tear us out.
The problem
is,
I make fun of the union on a regular basis. Think the station would be better without the union. But I'm not exaggerating here. I pretty much start coughing when I walk in this room, and then by about 4:30, I'm done. So there's something
that used to happen to me at TV. I would get sick only in the building.
And the way my hearing is, it's weird. I've talked to Brad about this. When I hear you and Dave talk in commercials, it's much louder than when I hear myself talk.
Mm.
Whereas the Comrex, I can lower.
Interesting.
The volume. It's different. Come on. You never enjoyed the firework experience. So Sam and Seth, here's what you would do. You drive. You would have been outside all day. You're sweaty. Mm. Alyssa's mad at you because you're just taking pictures of yourself. Talking about yourself. Then you drive somewhere. You show up late because you're to Russia. You try to get a parking spot closer. They deny you. So you park 5 miles away. Then you take some wool blanket and make the kids walk. They're just complaining. Can we just stay home? Then you sit with the rabble. You don't like the rabble. There's bugs all around you. The fireworks are great, but then there's a lot of people angry. They smell a mosquito repellent. Then you have to walk back. The kids are crabby, and it takes them 2 days to recover. The fireworks themselves are enjoyable. The experience is dreadful. Thank you.
You'll hear my thoughts at 4:35. I don't want to give all this away right now. I mean,
just say you're right, Chad. You've always been right. And I could not have elucidated that point any better.
I think by now, regular listeners to this sort of tete-a-tete, repartee we have.
McNeil-Lair?
They know that if you go one way, I'm going to go the other. Do I have passionate feelings about public fireworks displays?
Not really.
No. When's the last time I went to a big communal fireworks
display? Joliet in the 70s?
I believe it was St. Louis Park, right across from the bowling alley? The Texar,
that's kind of an underrated
part. Texatonka.
Yeah, that's an underrated part of
St. Louis. There's a little park over there.
Revivals
over
there.
And it was me and Nelson Garcia, who was a reporter at Channel 4 at the time.
So you didn't bring your children?
I don't know if I had children at that time. I'm sure I did.
You have
I'm
not
sure.
been to fireworks in 20 years?
It's possible.
So he's going to defend?
You never brought the kids?
You never brought the kids once, and he's going to be the guy defending fireworks?
I mean, wow. When's the last time you were at a big fireworks display?
4 years ago.
Where was it?
Hudson.
Oh, well, Hudson. Were you just like at some bar, or were you on the...
Hudson
like,
is a thriving community.
I know, but...
I bet there were...
I'm just saying the odds of you being, like, there's such a huge viewing area there that none of the inconveniences that you're talking about...
Oh, that's not true.
...would be
that's
a play.
I would always drop off. I'd be the one to park, and that'd be one to leave.
Fireworks glue guy.
I don't really know. Guy. I don't really know the last time I...
You never brought Sam...
Well, in Maple Grove,
Russia... Never, like they, you, you're
well, they always
to
go
the
with
Grove.
Other, they go with other families.
How about to the Hildy Center, Plymouth? You can head over there. This,
ours in Maple Grove are always a couple weeks after the 4th of July.
I don't know. Can we Google the Plymouth? One of the, because sometimes,
well, I don't know. I mean, every city, like the bunch of cowards we all are,
cancel.
Is like recoiling like a turtle into the shell because God forbid it's going to rain a little bit. We used to be a proper country, okay?
This is an example
yes.
of the downfall of America. See, I think it's worse.
No one ever trusts the weather forecast until now. And now all of a sudden today, everyone is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, freaking out about tomorrow's forecast.
In person, have you ever witnessed a chicken with its head cut off?
Actually,
in person,
yeah.
you have.
Yeah.
With Nelson Garcia again? I mean, it seems like it's Jason and Nelson Garcia. I mean, I've met Alyssa, but was that a fake Alyssa?
I saw Nelson this weekend, in fact. He moved away to Denver. This is the most airtime Nelson has had in his life.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Right here.
Okay, let's pause here. I have a couple questions. The first one is, what do you think of Jason as a parent? That he never once took his boys. Now what?
I may be misremembering.
19 and 17.
I will text Alyssa.
Do I have the ages right? 19 and 17.
Yeah, about that.
19 and 17-year-old boys have never been at the fireworks. Well,
I'm sure that's not true.
Well, Alyssa,
father, just this year, father.
So good. And what is the right move for a town in Minnesota? When they're telling us it's going to rain 500 inches tomorrow, do you move your fireworks to yeah. tonight or do you say, bleep you?
Yeah. Let's see what
Mr.
happens.
Mr. Weather, big weather, we're going to roll the dice and we're keeping our fireworks same day because we're tough guys. We're a tough guy town. Chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We now have, by the way, this is amazing. This should be our national anthem, by the way. America the Beautiful?
Yes, and keep Ray behind it.
Love it.
Yep. We now have confirmation that the DeRushes never once brought their boys to fireworks. And he's going to be the guy at 435 defending the fireworks. Alyssa started it first. I think we did. Then Sam confirming we just watched from the patio.
Maybe when they're little, so Sam doesn't remember.
Okay. Okay, because who doesn't want to bring, like, because your boys are, what, 18 months apart? I mean, maybe like a 2-year-old and a newborn.
Yeah.
Now, so, a frequent texter who listens to the station a lot, Jason, remember the lady who went off on you last year? Last year, who do you think you are attending those fireworks? Do you remember this? Where somebody was mad at you about this?
Oh, yeah, somebody was very mad at me. So I think I did a segment talking about how I think people are a little ridiculous in their complaints about fireworks.
Are talking about if they're in the neighborhood?
Yeah, or it's like, think my dog. No, the neighborhood stuff, I think there's a limit. Like, there's a limit. It's not a time limit. Like, suck it up on the 4th of July.
What, it's an ethereal discussion?
It's a date.
It's a feeling?
Like, because people do it all month. I'm like, I think after Saturday, you're being a jerk.
Okay. How about it's all week okay? So, starting Monday to Saturday, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's 1 week. Like, it's fine.
Okay, tonight, when you're in the gated community, what time would you like the fireworks to end?
Hmm. Well, what time would I like it to end? I would say midnight.
Yeah, midnight.
Is it going to bother me? No. It's fine.
Well, again,
I let things, I don't get mad about stuff.
Okay. Listen to him.
I just live and let live.
Oh, yeah.
Live and let live.
Also, Dave Ergen, once again, proof he doesn't care about dogs. He doesn't want dogs.
Not everything has to be
at a restaurant.
Everyone thinks that
of hearing about dogs, and now doesn't care if your dog is tormented by the fireworks. I think
what a shocker. You got a dog, and now you're like, I can't believe this dog doesn't like fireworks. It's on you.
Yes or no, do you believe all dogs should be shot later today, Jason Rusher?
I wouldn't say all.
Not all. Some should be
eliminated. By the way, Sam.
Yeah, Sam has come back with what?
Not too disappointed that he didn't go to fireworks. Am I a failure as a father, 0 to 10? He says 3.
3.
Well,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, by the way, I think that's pretty low.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.